More with Mo. My name's Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLandRadio.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the man who's always the kinkiest man in the room, Mr. Richard Avery.
Hello, sir.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing fabulous, actually. I'm doing really, really good. The drugs have kicked in. Alcohol's working. I'm great, ready to go.
Nice, nice. So you're a pretty kinky guy. You take pictures of naked girls and do naughty things with them.
And I like kinky stuff. In my personal life, I don't like kinky at all. But in my real, in the Julieland life, I love kink.
What's the kinkiest thing you've ever shot when it comes to a girl?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Or as opposed to maybe a guy. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, I've never shot a guy. Kinky girl thing. I don't know. That's a tough question. I think I'm trying to think of like the girls. I'm trying to think like Aiden Starr, Bobby Starr, all these. Would I ever do kinky things with them? I don't know. Probably something. I can't remember.
It's been a long time. It's been a lot of girls.
A lot of girls.
A lot of tying. A lot of stuff.
Yeah, we've done a lot of bondage. I mean, you know, we've done. There's a share of it in Julieland. You know what I mean?
Nice.
Like, there's nothing I don't compare to other people out there. I'm kind of lightweight. I'm like diet kink.
So there,
sugar-free kink.
There's a big website out there.
Yes, biggest. My heroes.
It's called kink.com.
Yes. Do you want to hear a funny story?
Yeah, sure.
When I started Julieland, my goal was to be kink.com. That was my business model.
I'm just picturing the meme of a fail.
Yes.
I didn't quite make it.
Yeah. No, that's true, though. Then my whole thing was I just wanted, as a business model, I liked what they were what Peter and they were doing. Like, as a business model for adult entertainment, in a sense, I just thought they had the shit down. And they were, like, on the pedestal for me.
Well, believe it or not, we've been bantering longer than normal, but we do have a guest today.
We do?
And I'm going to break, you know, breaking news.
Breaking news.
She did her very first time with kink.com. Today, our guest is Miss Nikki Next.
Ooh. Hello.
Nikki, how are you doing today?
I'm good. I did it. I popped my kink cherry.
You popped your kink cherry. So, okay, let's go through this. Go ahead and tell me what site you did it for.
I did Fucking Machines.
Fucking Machines.
And because I told my agent I was itching to do something on for kink, and he made it happen. So yay.
Okay.
Shout out to 101.
So let's go through. Let's take a few steps back. I want to do a little bit of a day in the life. This is your very first experience.
Okay.
Going to kink is a big deal. You're going out of LA. You're going to the world famous armory. You're doing something totally that you have not done before. So
right. It's a whole big thing.
Now you fly up there, right?
I flew up there, yeah.
And did you fly up the night before or the day of?
No, the day of. I flew up there the day of super early in the morning and came back at night.
Oh, so
it was all the same day.
You didn't get a chance to stay the night there.
No, that would have been cool though, because they gave me a tour when I got there and I saw all the rooms that they had. And I thought, oh, next time, though, there's time for more.
There's time for more. Okay, so how was your flight?
It was okay. It was funny because I usually don't have insomnia. It only comes once in a blue moon, but I couldn't sleep. Like, I probably slept, like, I don't know, maybe 3 hours.
So it was like Christmas.
I think so.
For the presents.
It was like all the nervous excitement. I thought, oh, my gosh. So I, what time was my flight? It was like at 7 or 8. Which is crazy early for me because I sleep till 11.
Oh, God. I would have never expected that. So you get on your flight. How do you get from, do you fly into Oakland? Do you fly into San Francisco?
I flew to Oakland. Okay. From Burbank, though, which is way better than LAX.
Oh, everybody loves Burbank. If you're from outside of Los Angeles, LAX is pain in the ass. Burbank is the gem of the valley that gets you wherever you want to go.
It's
much
the greatest.
Easier.
But I couldn't find the Starbucks, though. Is there a Starbucks in Burbank?
I don't know. It's small. I can live without a Starbucks if not. Need be.
I don't know if I could, but I was really surprised I don't have one. But I was so excited. It was like Christmas morning.
So you get how do you get from Oakland over to the armory?
I took a taxi.
Okay.
Someone was gonna pick me up, and then so I called her. I jumped in a taxi. The taxi driver was hilarious because his phone died and he forgot his charger. So I was like using my Google Maps, and I said, can I just turn the voice on? So he's like, oh, no, just tell me. So I was sitting in the back seat guiding him.
Oh, my God.
And then we got to the toll bridge, and he goes, oh, man, I don't have any cash on me. Can you pay the toll?
Oh, my God.
So I paid the toll, and we finally made it. We were kind of lost, but we finally got there. Bless his heart. He was hilarious. But we got there kind of on time, mm-hmm. You know, close enough.
Sure.
And then I went up the steps. I almost tripped. I was so excited.
Now, it's a huge building.
Yeah.
So you saw it from the outside. It looks like a castle.
I saw it. I'd never been there before, so we were driving up the street really slow, and I said, slow down, because I don't know where I'm going. And I found it. I said, oh, stop. And then he, like, slammed on his brakes.
So you go inside and you go off and you meet somebody and yeah. It takes you on a tour.
He took me on a quick tour. He said, here, I'll show you everything. And I saw, it was cool to see all the rooms, because I've kind of browsed their different sites, but I'd never been there. Like, seeing something in person is way cooler, yeah. Right? And so they show me all the rooms that they shoot, and I thought, oh, I know that room, I know that room. And the bathrooms and everything, it was super awesome.
Now, did you get to see the upper floor?
No.
I know sometimes it's closed off.
It was probably closed for some reason.
Either closed filming. I was lucky enough for one of Morpheus's bondage extravaganzas. A friend of mine, Lord Morpheus, has this huge bondage event, and he was lucky enough to be able to hold it in the upper floor. So my first time ever going to Kink, our whole event was the upper floor, and
oh,
it's
that's
just
cool.
An amazing thing. And I got to shoot photos up there, you know, of the event, and
wow.
It's just gorgeous. It's an amazing
thing.
Yeah,
I want to see it next time for sure. I'll say, if we're not shooting for it next time, I want to go see it.
Is he doing that event again?
He is.
When is it?
The beginning of October in Toronto. He's okay. Not doing it in San Francisco okay. This year.
Does he do all the Shibari stuff? No. Is that him?
No, I don't think that's him.
Okay, that's somebody else.
He does a lot of different stuff. He's an educator. He puts on these extravaganzas now globally. So we're going to be having Mr. Lord Morpheus on as a guest, actually, coming up, because his bondage extravaganza is coming up soon. So you go around, you take the tour.
Yeah.
What is the room that you do, your scene in? What's it like?
The machine room. I walked in and I said, this looks like Stargate, because I remember the old movie. I have it on VHS, by the way, which is awesome. Yes. I've seen it many times. It's the Battlestar Galactica room.
Okay.
And it was it's cool, because it's like you kind of nerd out when you go there. And it was funny, because the camera guy and I were making puns to each other. We said, we're totally nerding out right now. So I walked in, and they pushed this tray out with a bunch of dildos on it. And it was like, it was funny, because it was like a dessert tray when they like push it around. And they go, well, here you go. Here's a dessert. Take your pick.
Oh, it's like the meat cart at Morton's when they take it around. They
yeah.
push that around. Because, you know, they're dildos, so it's a little...
Yeah.
It could be your dessert. I don't know.
It could be. It was presented very nicely. All different colors, all different shapes. And I sat there and I picked one. I like the curved one. Oh, wait, so I picked the curved one.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out to be the best one.
And size on this thing?
I would say it wasn't gigantic. Mm-hmm. I would say above average.
Okay. Are you
What's
a size,
average?
Hold on. What, are you a size queen, though?
Average is what? Two fifths? No. No. I don't like skinny. I like fat.
Okay.
Like girth.
Uh-huh.
And I don't like super long. So I picked the one. I say above average.
Okay, here we go. So Nikki Next and I are now going to have sex.
Can we get out
likes,
a couple rulers?
She likes, what do they call those beers? Stubbies?
Like, yeah.
She likes my penis is all I'm saying.
Yeah, I like dad bod too.
Oh my God, I'm old. 40's coming quickly.
Like next week.
Like a fucking train.
Like next week?
No.
Dad bod and a chubby penis is perfect.
Yes. I'm a winner. Okay, so you go through, you pick your dick.
Yeah.
Now
I also like the one with the big tip, like the mushroom tip.
Okay.
I picked that one too.
Nice.
Because it feels better.
Oh, Jesus.
It was funny because he said, no one picks that one. And I said, oh, I like it.
Oh, you're an oddball. That's good.
Yeah. And it curved up because it hits the spot.
She likes the curve. So
I like a spitball.
You have your toy. Now, it's attached to a fucking machine, obviously.
Yeah.
Now, are you tied down? Are you?
No, I was in a big leather armchair.
Okay.
For the whole scene. So we started with like a masturbation tease, and then we did a couple with the machine.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was sitting in the chair. I was sitting on my back with my legs all the way up, mm-hmm. almost touching my head. And then the other one I did, it was like a doggy and my legs were on the arm. So I was up on the chair mm-hmm. and he said, can you hold that for like for a good while? And I said, yeah, no problem. Let's go.
I'm a team player.
That's
I can rock this.
Let's do this. But it was the first time I had really used a machine. I had done one time before I did like a sex toy commercial thing with really small machines and like vibrators. Mm-hmm. This was the first time I used like a full-fledged machine. So it was a good, it was an awesome experience.
Now, do they lube that thing? I mean, this is a machine who that's just going, and it obviously has no feeling, and it's just pistoning
away.
Yeah,
go.
So, is somebody over there lubing it up for you?
Yeah, it was funny, because by the end, the chair was soaking in lube, which is funny, because I was trying not to slip off.
Nice.
But, designated lube bottle. So, but I spit so much because I stick my hand down my throat and choke myself mm-hmm. and I just spit all over. So I didn't need a lot of extra lube. So I would stick out my hand and they would like put some in and then I would just rub it all over.
I was just picturing those Valvoline commercials where it shows the engine and it's getting out of control and then all of a sudden it's just like, oh shit, pull it out.
It's like a quick lube stop.
Nice. Okay, so you do your scene, and there's no romance. Your partner is, did you go over and cuddle a little bit?
I kissed it beforehand. Oh. I always kiss the dildo before I start.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you finish up, and do you just go off and shower off?
Yeah, it was funny because I had gotten no sleep the night before, mm-hmm. and it was a pretty intense scene because that machine goes really quick. Because mm-hmm. he kept putting, I said, how fast does it go? And so he kept turning it up. And I was so in the moment during the scene, I kept saying, like, harder, harder, harder. And he goes, it's on max.
It's on 11. It doesn't go any higher.
So, and at that point, I had had like, oh gosh, maybe like 8 orgasms because I have a lot of medium-sized ones. So I was spent by the end. I took a shower. There weren't a lot of people there that day, so it was kind of only me, mm-hmm. which was kind of nice. And I went in the green room, laid on the couch, slept for like an hour. But I felt better because I was exhausted. I plopped on the couch and I was out like a light. It was from all the orgasms.
Nice. So you've had your experience now. Do you want to go back?
Oh, yeah.
Now, is it just to visit the armory again or do you want to
perform? I just
want to
see the upper floor.
I just want to go on a tour.
Yeah.
So now they have a whole shitload of sites and some are more extreme than others.
Yeah.
Now, this one seems to be maybe a little bit on the tamer side when it comes to things.
It was a starter. It was a little beginner.
Now, do you have any experience in bondage?
Bondage, not a lot. I've been in the past, I've gone to a couple shibari classes with a friend because he wanted to learn all the tying techniques. So, but he was the tier and I was the subject. Mm-hmm. So, but I like the feeling of being tied up because you lose control. Mm-hmm. So, but I want to go back because I want to do it again, but I want to shoot with a guy.
Okay.
Because the machine thing was awesome, but there's nothing better than interacting with a guy.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now they also do BDSM. That's a whole different level of
that's
stuff.
That's a whole other world.
Now, do you want to get into that where it's the dominant male, going at you?
Oh gosh, yeah.
So no problem being tied up and fucked.
Yeah, I want to do it. I want to be like, I want to do hogtied. I told the guy.
Okay.
I said, really want to do hogtied. And I want to be tied like to the 4 posts of the bed.
Okay.
Like, spread eagle, I don't mm-hmm. know what it's called. Yep. And I want to be pulled around by a collar.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now they also have device bondage.
Yes.
Where it's all like mechanical looking, it's pipes and all that kind of stuff. That's a little less romantic. It's a little...
I know. I want to kiss a guy. No.
Now, then they go into some of the harder core stuff. Do you do anal?
No,
but you would for everything, but come on, Aiden Starr putting big old toys up your butt. That's gotta be.
Yeah.
I must try this. I haven't done anal on camera yet. I'm starting to try it in my personal life. So I'm ramping up to it. Mm-hmm. So it's coming in the future.
Nice, nice. Yeah. And so are you.
Get ready. Many times.
So
I've never had an anal orgasm, though.
That's okay. Neither have I.
Do you want one?
Sure, why not? Let's have some fun. I'm adventurous. We're talking about kink.com. So, you know, I mean, you have to be adventurous to go up there and play.
You have to be. I think you just have to be kind of open and be ready to and not be afraid. Like, yeah. Just be afraid. Just because I think everybody goes there with like some sort of like, here's my line I won't cross.
Yeah.
And then you're kind
of. Because I did that.
And then you kind of realize, wait a minute, that line's a little too low. I can raise that line because I can handle even more. You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, I did that because like before I shot the machine thing, I told myself, well, no, you know, I don't want to do the extreme stuff because. Gosh, I don't know how intense it would be. But then after
did you actually say gosh?
Yeah, I was gonna say with Golly G. Wilkers.
Did you say gosh?
I don't say that word.
Fuck, I thought that was gonna be more. Oh,
yeah, exactly.
Gosh.
Do you remember
gosh me more. Gosh me more. Gosh me harder.
Do you remember? I think I texted you one time and I said like, oh, fiddlesticks.
No. And I was like, oh my God. Such language.
That's what my grandma used to say. Oh, fiddlesticks.
My grandmother was confounded. That was always confounded this.
My thing is, I was going to say, is like, I think just kink that the girls I've known through the years who like exactly what I know is going to happen with you. It's like you have that, like I said, that line, I don't do this. And then you get to that line, oh, you know what? I can do a little more.
Yeah,
then you
I
get to that
try.
Line. Because I always say that's how Bobby Starr started her entire career was at kink.com. Her first thing was kink.com. And then she went from there and like by the end was a dom at kink.com. You know what I mean? Like, so
yeah. I also think they're all like everyone that works there is super welcoming and super nice, which is better. Cause I gave myself a line and then I got there and I met everyone and I thought, oh, okay.
Cause you feel
cool.
Safe, right?
I want to try more. Yeah.
Yeah. You ultimately,
it makes you want to try more.
Yeah. Cause they're professionals.
Yeah.
Right, Mel?
Yeah, no, they're complete professionals up there. Now they do have an interesting site. Are you much of a wrestler?
No, I'm not.
Well, could you be? You're light. You're tiny. What do you weigh? All of like 90 pounds?
On a good day.
Oh, when she's wet.
Yeah, exactly. So you can. They have Ultimate Surrender.
Yes.
And you know, I know that's a fun little wrestling site. Is that something you'd be interested in doing at all?
I would be interested in trying it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think because
she wouldn't last 5 seconds. She would,
I'm just down. Thinking.
So, I could just see Serena. Like, Serena would deck you and floor you and tie you up in like 2 seconds. And you'd be like going, did I win? Did I win? No, you didn't win.
After I wake up from being passed out.
She would
out.
Go UFC on your ass.
That's what I think. I think, well, okay, girl's going to charge me, pick me up. I'm going to fall. Yeah. Oh, end of the scene. Yeah.
But it's close enough to your size. You know, it's not like they're going to go and give you, you know, some 6 foot no, Allison she, Tyler, yeah. You know.
But she doesn't know.
It might be a fetish, though.
It could be. It probably is.
I could see, like, you'd be like, okay, I watch UFC. I see what those guys do. I can do this. And then yeah. Like, as soon as it starts, she's going to get.
I love UFC.
Armbar. Boom. She's out.
Tap out. Darn it.
You tap out like CM Punk.
We'll try. Well, that's on the list, but we'll try.
Lower down on the list.
Yeah.
Hogtied's number one.
Oh, heck yeah. yeah.
Sex
I like,
and submission?
I really like Public Disgrace,
public
too.
Public Disgrace.
I want to be pulled by a leash, like, out in public.
She really submissive little one. A little crazy. You got to be a little crazy. First off, you got to be a little crazy to be in porn.
Well, you got to be a little crazy to be alive.
Yeah.
start the top. And where, let's wheedle it. You just have to be crazy.
And to go to kink.com and just crave more and more and more. There's got to be a little bit of cuckoo.
Yep.
You know,
exactly.
Little
Cocoa Puffs.
Now, I would say, and from what I've seen, and I haven't been a member of kink.com for a number of years. I've seen a lot of their stuff, but Electro Slut seems to be probably one of their more extreme things.
I saw some of the props.
Yeah. Any interest?
That I'm not sure about. I've had
pussy.
I've had someone try electro play on me before, and it's like I'm super ticklish, so mm-hmm. I'm super sensitive. So it's such a weird sensation. I don't know. I didn't like it, but I've only done it.
Well,
once.
I already told Leah Alexis because Leah does domming for electro sluts and a couple of the other mm-hmm. sites. But I told Leah, like, she has to take her on.
Okay, just so you know, I was picturing at-home electrical play, but like some dude with just a lamp that has the light bulb out of it sticking it on her toe, going zzz, zzz, zzz.
It's more than that. It's
take it.
A lot of it's the stupid, you know, the stem machine. You ever have a stem machine on your, like, for your back or something like that?
Where it vibrates or contracts your muscles.
Yeah, exactly. So they just turned up, like, when that's all 11. It is. They just crank it up. Because, like, when I get my back done, that's always like, you know, they go, how high? And they just, you go, 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 go. And then as soon as it gets really tight, you go, stop. And then you do that for 20 minutes. But they turn it up, like, way past that, like, oh, this is comfortable. It kind of, it ends up stinging. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just stings.
Yeah. I can't think of the toy. Someone used the wand.
Yeah. They're a little, like, a cattle prod type of thing.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, obviously, you know, I've seen it where they put it on the inner thighs. They put it in all this kind of stuff, you know. I was
it's just thinking, is this,
I was just thinking, is like, could you put that on your dick and what would that feel like?
Oh, I don't want
to
know.
I need to go find somebody who's done this because that's.
Can I try it on you guys?
No.
Maybe?
Yeah. No,
I'm not into that kind of stuff. I'd rather give than receive.
Would you use a wand on me?
I'm going to, trust me. Oh. I have it planned out. I have my collars and everything ready for you.
And a lamp without a wand.
Exactly.
What happened to her? We don't like to talk about that.
Exactly. Oh. Those scars.
I'm picturing the leg lamp from Christmas Story.
So overall, kink.com, your first experience, you had a great time.
Awesome, yeah.
And you thumbs up?
You want to go back?
Two big thumbs up.
Okay.
Up the rear end.
And this has the scene come out yet? Has the scene come out yet?
I don't think so.
Okay.
It's very recent, but it will be out very, very soon.
Okay. Everybody check it out.
Fuckingmachines.com.
Yeah, exactly. No, everybody check that out when it comes out. And anybody over at kink.com, you have a very willing participant here, so you should take a look. Hopefully her scene turned out well enough. You know, if there's any problems, just give me a call and I'll have a talk with her.
We'll have to redo it.
We'll have to redo it. different dong this time. So, Nikki, I really appreciate you coming out, talking about your first time here at, or not here, first time there at kink.com. Mo, the average Mo at kink.com.
Do you know where you're at?
I have no idea where I am.
Is kink.com an official sponsor now?
Oh, they could be.
They are.
Hey, Peter, I could use a little money. Yes. Hook me up. We need new microphones.
I'll wear your t-shirt everywhere. Exactly. Oh, I forgot to get a t-shirt I should have.
Oh.
At the gift shop?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know if they have a gift shop, but they should.
I'll buy one.
I laughed when I went there one time. My first time there, they were saying how they give tours, like, you know, like at Warner Brothers Studios tours, I guess. They give, like, paid tours. And all I could think about was, like, man, if I was Peter, I would spend some money and build, like, a log ride or Pirates of the Caribbean type of ride through kink.com. Like, you get on a little boat and you go through each room. And then you see, like, stuff happening, but you're on a little boat.
You get tied down to the boat.
Yeah, or something. I thought, like, might turn it into a Disneyland. He'd probably make more money that way.
Wow.
I know, huh?
I'm just picturing the pirate's life for me. So, yo, ho, ho.
Exactly.
So, Nikki, thanks again for coming out. Where can your fans find you besides, you know, at kink.com?
You can find me everywhere. You can find everything on iHeartNikki.com and Twitter and Instagram. It's Nikki Next.
Nice. Mr. Avery, do you have anything plugged this week?
No.
Wow, nothing.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Kink.com.
No. Kink.com.
I'm not going to. They don't need me to plug kink.com.
Oh.
Well, I'll plug the average Mo.
.com. Well, my name is Mo Reese. You've been listening to More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. On Instagram, I'm The Average Mo. I have a brand new clips for sale site, AverageMoPOV.com, where if you feel like it, you can see me get my dick sucked by a bunch of hot girls. And if you want to see everything in The Average Mo universe, check out TheAverageMo.com. Thanks for listening.